Welcome to Think Life. Welcome to Think Life. It's episode 24. 2-4. Double dozens. Today we're going to talk a little bit about action. Action supersedes talk. I'll give you an example. So I was new to the United States. I was originally a Canadian, lived in Canada for a long time, and then moved down to the San Francisco Bay Area for work. And the company that I worked for had an event at, I forget the name of the place, but it's somewhere near here, somewhere up in the mountains, really nice venue out in the mountains. And they invited all of us to this event. So we were all at this event and we were lining up to get into the event. And I was standing there with my my manager and a few other people, a couple of my peers, a couple of my colleagues. We were waiting to get in line. And some individuals came along and they cut ahead of us. And my manager went up to them and said, "The line's back there." He stepped out of the line. He went and walked right over to them and said, "The line starts back there." And the people who cut into the line ahead of us looked sheepish, but they went back to the back of the line. And I thought to myself, that probably wouldn't have happened in Canada, because Canadian culture is exceedingly polite, exceedingly polite. In fact, what probably would have happened in Canada is that we would have allowed those people to cut in, but we would have complained ceaselessly about the fact that those people butt in. Grumble, grumble, grumble. It's what Canadians do. They love grumbling. So I looked at that and I thought to myself, yeah, that is a major difference between this culture and Canadian culture. This culture is an action-oriented culture. This culture is a culture that sees an injustice and does something about it. But that culture, the Canadian culture, is a culture that sees an injustice and complains about it, talks about it, but doesn't actually do anything about it. They talk about something before they do it. Now, I'm sure if it was very egregious, I'm sure if it was extremely egregious and the personalities of the individuals were different in the interaction, then I would not be surprised if Canadians would do something. But I think it illustrates an example of how we should be as humans. And action. We need to take action more often. Too many times we sort of sit back and we do nothing about a situation. We do nothing about a situation of injustice because we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to change things. We don't want to get involved. We don't want to waste our time. We don't want to spend time doing these things. We think we have our lives and our lives are in a trajectory, but when we see something occurring that we don't like the look of or we don't like the sound of, a lot of times we just step back and we don't do anything. In fact, I think it's been, the studies have shown that if you are being attacked in a park full of people, the more people that are in the park, the less chance that someone will do something. Why? Because everyone will assume someone else is doing something. So you know what advice they give? They give this advice. They give the advice that if you are being attacked in the park, that you should look at someone specifically and ask for help or yell for help in that person's direction. Because if you just generally call for help, what's going to happen is that people will say, well, okay, someone's going to help her or someone's going to help him. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to step up. I don't have to act. Because someone else will act. And you see, that's another thing. That is human nature right there. That's the thing. It just drives me crazy when people work with people, act with other people, connect with other people, try to have relationships with other people without understanding human nature, without understanding male nature, female nature, white nature, black nature, Asian nature, whatever nature there is. Human beings have natures. They have cores which do not change. And no matter how hard you work at changing that core, in some cases, it will not change. It doesn't matter. Things on the surface might change, but the core does not change. But I digress. So what I'm trying to say is that actions supersede talk. And we all need to do more acting and less talking. We all need to become, let's call ourselves activists. We need to become activists. Activists need to be attached to all of our names. Don't you call yourself an activist. Just be an activist. You know, none of this calling yourself something. Labels are pointless and useless. Pointless and useless. Labels are for people who want to say they do something when they really don't. It's like the whole AIDS ribbon thing way back when HIV became something big. You had Academy Awards where everyone wore a red ribbon. And I thought to myself, oh yes, they're all wearing red ribbons, but what does that actually signify? What does that signify? And when you talk to somebody, they said, well, it was to raise awareness of HIV. Raise awareness. So you're saying you didn't actually do anything. You didn't actually contribute any money. You didn't help at a hospice. You didn't really do anything. This badge, this label that you just slapped on yourself doesn't really indicate that you did anything, you took any actions against preventing HIV, against reducing HIV. You didn't do any of this? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me you did nothing? All you did was put it on your lapel so that you could appear to be doing something about it? Talk versus action, people. Talk versus action. Here's the difference. Talk is cheap, and all it really is boasting about how awesome you are to other people. It's not practical. A lot of people do talk and action because not only do they want, so the question is, let me ask you something. So if you had the opportunity to contribute publicly to a cause or contribute privately to a cause, what would you do? Let's say you had $1 million. Let's say your parent had cancer and they died of cancer, and you had $1 million in the bank and you wanted to contribute to the Cancer Society. Would you do it publicly or would you do it privately? If you do it publicly, you contribute the money, but you also tell everybody, look how awesome I am in contributing the money. But if you do it privately, you contribute the money. So the end result is the same. The end result is the same, but you've told everybody you've contributed all this money. So what does that do for you? That gives you cachet within the community. So you're using this contribution to make other people think of you differently. Is that what you want to do? Is that really what you want to do? Maybe it is. Maybe that's the reason why you're doing it. Maybe it has nothing to do with helping. Maybe it's just your way of becoming more visible in the world. Just admit it. It's talk but no action, so just admit it. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just saying I'm doing something. So you think I'm a better person. But does that really make you a better person? Does it really?